glutathione is extremely depleted when children get injections, when your immune system is hyperactivated. So we know this even in pregnant mothers. If their immune system is hyperactivated, it could be by an injection, or it could just be by a very severe infection, like something like appendicitis, is going to cause a lot of inflammation and deplete glutathione. So it isn't just Tylenol that is going to deplete glutathione. It is any form of acute immune activation, which is going to include all of these injections on the childhood schedule. So make no mistake, this immune activation is going to deplete glutathione. And if you combine an immune activation, like a well child visit, with Tylenol, it is a double whammy, completely depleting that child's glutathione supplies and really making it very likely that the body is not going to be able to fend off brain inflammation. And so many, we know that many injections are associated with encephalitis. So most of the time the body can, that just means an inflammation of the brain. We know most of the time the body can get ahead of that and use intracellular things like glutathione to reduce inflammation. But if the body doesn't have those stores, that brain inflammation is going to rage on, and it is going to continually deplete the body's system of things like vitamin D, vitamin A, and zinc, and glutathione, and eventually the child's body just can't handle it anymore. And some children may actually pass away. Others are going to develop all kinds of problems, including things like autism.